Hi, I am Henry Inga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to Topic 1230, The Calling and Legacy of the Christian Wedding Officiant. In this course, we have not treated the wedding officiant as merely a ceremony speaker, a vendor, a legal assistant, or a sentimental voice at the front of the room. We have looked deeper. A Christian wedding officiant stands in a holy moment where one woman and one man enter marriage before God, before witnesses, before family, and often before civil society. That calling matters. A Christian wedding officiant is a steward of covenant promises. You are helping the bride and groom speak words that should outlive the wedding day. You are helping them enter a received truth, not invent their own private meaning. Christian marriage is received, not invented. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That means your calling requires more than confidence with a microphone. It requires theological clarity. It requires spiritual humility. It requires civil responsibility. It requires pastoral awareness. It requires reverence for vows. You may officiate only one wedding in your life. Maybe your son asks you. Maybe your niece asks you. Maybe a couple in your church asks because they trust you. Even then, your role is not small. One faithful wedding can become a lifelong memory of covenant clarity. You may be an ordained wedding officiant who serves many couples. Then your calling grows even deeper. You are not simply repeating ceremonies. You are forming a pattern of witness in your community. You may be a church staff minister, chaplain, life coach minister, or romance officiant. In each lane, the calling is similar. Help people understand that marriage is not merely romance, attraction, money, family approval, or legal status. Marriage is covenant life before God. Here is a ministry sciences observation. Weddings reveal more than couples expect. They reveal family systems, unresolved grief, parental pressure, spiritual confusion, anxiety about commitment, joy over covenant, and sometimes weakness in community support. The wise officiant notices these realities without becoming suspicious, controlling, or dramatic. You observe, you pray, you ask good questions, you bring scripture, you clarify covenant. You stay within your role. You refer when needed. A common mistake is to think, I am just here to get through the ceremony. That mindset may produce a smooth event, but it misses the calling. The ceremony is not the final goal. The ceremony is a public doorway into lifelong marriage formation. The officiant does not replace the church. The officiant does not become the couple's savior. The officiant does not control the marriage, but the officiant can bear faithful witness. You can say, by your words and presence, this covenant matters before God. So as we conclude this course, remember this. The Christian wedding officiant serves at the intersection of creation, covenant, Christ, public promise, church witness, and civil responsibility. You are not the center of the ceremony. Christ is. You are not inventing marriage. God has already given its meaning. You are not merely managing a moment. You are helping steward a promise. That is the calling of the Christian wedding officiant.